Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, J.E., White Emma, August 29, 1897. Variant of LT 151, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 4 Bio 319. My children, let nothing interpose between your souls and God. If you think you are not understood, and words are spoken to hurt your souls, do not be discouraged, but be encouraged that there is one who understands. He knows how to help you in every time of need. These words we repeated, for they were being fulfilled. Then thou shalt see, and flow together, and thine heart shall fear, and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Isaiah 60, verse 5. There will be many conversions, not so abundant from the churches as from the world, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. The Lord has a work for you to do. Bear this in mind. Never, never unyoke from Christ. Take my yoke, he says to every son and daughter. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. The Lord will pardon our transgressions, and will put a new song into our mouths. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61, verse 10. We cannot exert a correct influence when we are under a cloud of anxiety and depression. We must reach up the hand of faith and grasp the hand of our Redeemer. We must not wait for the latter rain, for it is coming upon all who recognize and appropriate the dew and showers of grace that will come upon us. When we gather up the fragments of light, when we appreciate the sure mercies of a God who loves to have us trust Him, then every promise will be fulfilled. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Verse 11. The whole earth is to be filled with the glory of God. We are not to look on the discouraging features of our experience. We are to have a clear, ringing testimony to bear to the world. We are to lift up our heads in faith and hope and courage and assurance. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Isaiah 62, verse 1-3. We have abundant reason to praise the Lord God of Israel. Verses 4, 5, 6, 10-12. I have been directed to these words of the Lord in Isaiah, also to his servant Jeremiah, and I have a word for the people. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 6-9. There is marrow and fatness in the word of the Lord, both in the New and Old Testament scriptures. And if the individual members of the church will seek the Lord with all their heart, he will be found of them. I address you, my son and my daughter. Again, I repeat, let nothing interpose between your hearts and service to your God. Keep your eyes steadfastly fixed upon Jesus Christ. Let nothing draw away your heart's devotion. Be true to your Savior. Heed every word of warning given you. Had the men and women who have been warned in Battle Creek taken heed to the word of the Lord, they would today be walking in the light. God will not prosper a people who disregard and turn from His messages to please and glorify themselves. The Reformation has not begun in Battle Creek yet. Changes have been made in places and positions, but the hearts who have not been molded after the divine similitude are not changed, and see not nor understand over what they have stumbled. Their eyes need the heavenly eye salve. But many will not see, neither will they humble their hearts before the Lord. They will follow their own pernicious ways, by which the way of truth will be evil spoken of. They will not hide in the cleft of the rock, that they may behold the glory of the Lord. They will be taken unawares. As a thief will the day of God come upon them, and they are not sanctified or prepared to see or understand the day of their visitation. I speak to you, my son, put not your confidence in man, and make not flesh your arm, but look unto your Savior, who is your strength and your righteousness. Walk humbly before God. Pray in faith and cling firmly to the hand of Christ. Make complaint of no one. If you see one doing wrong, go directly to that one, and in the meekness of Christ tell him, and no one else, his error. Cultivate cautiousness and trust in the Lord implicitly, for He is your defense. Again and again you have been encouraged to undertake some methods and projects which you could have left alone. Then, when your weakness has appeared, in going in a path not the way of the Lord, those who have encouraged you stood aside to let you bear the whole suffering of the wrong, without tenderness or sympathy. Now, I saw, you must put your whole trust in the Lord. Consecrate yourself, soul, body, and spirit to God. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Isaiah 52, verse 11. The truth passing through impure channels becomes marred by the corroding of the thoughts and words and works of those who advocate it. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48. Perfection is only obtained when we shall hide ourselves in the cleft of the rock. God's perfection is revealed in the humanity of Christ. Looking unto Jesus, eating His flesh and drinking His blood, which is His Word, which is spirit and life, we will reveal Christ in character. We will take hold of the sacred trusts of responsibility as sacred, and do the work which must be done in and through Christ Jesus, sanctified by His power and His efficiency. In His mouth was found no guile. Not a careless, cheap word, called idle words, will be spoken, because Christ is an abiding guest in the soul temple. Who will be overcomers? Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 4, 5. I say unto you, my children, we must advance to reach a higher standard. I am having presented before me the true position of many handling sacred things. They do not appreciate their sacredness, neither their sanctifying influence, because they do not appropriate the truth, eat the Word, digest it, and reveal the power of the grace of Jesus Christ in their practical life. They know only the ABC of Christian experience. They do not take the precious walks with Jesus as did Enoch. They do not commune with Him, and do not know God nor Jesus Christ whom He hath sent. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Revelation 16, verse 15. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Verse 17. We will not then retain our old sinful habits and practices. We are cleansed. We are sanctified as vessels unto honor. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 3, verse 6, 7. Children, read the Word and practice it. Then you are eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God, and He hath eternal life. I am burdened very greatly over the many who are deceived in themselves, who are not walking in the light, who are not prepared for the coming of Christ, whose garments are defiled with sin. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, verse 3, 4. Dear children, again the burden rolls upon me to charge you. Counsel with God, ask of Him wisdom. The Lord Jesus invites you. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1, verse 5-7. But children, do not be surprised that I feel solicitous for you. I am very much so when you are abiding in Battle Creek, for I am afraid in your behalf that you will follow the counsel of men and not walk every step where Christ leads the way. I have had laid open before me so many schemes that men in positions of trust have entered into that were leading away from correct and righteous principles. They are still so blinded that they cannot see at what they stumble. I want you to look to God and Him alone. The Lord has not said, "If any man lack wisdom, let him go to his neighbor, his pastor, and pray to him, and he shall receive." No, you must have an individual experience for yourself. Then, that which you freely receive, freely give. Communicate to others. You are not to gauge your course of action by what others may think or say of you, but work faithfully with an eye single to the glory of God. To every man He has given His work. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 28-29. Do not turn away from Jesus and go to human, broken cisterns that can hold no water. All I ask of you, Edson and Emma, is to walk with God in all humility of mind. Trust in Him who is true and faithful, and then you will be found of Him, and He will put His Spirit upon you. Say, "Be strong, yea, be strong." I know not when W.C. White will be here. I hope before the school closes we shall see him. All are anxiously looking for him, and very desirous that he shall come. We have provided a good, comfortable house for him, but it is not thoroughly furnished. I have not one question or doubt in reference to this matter. It is not one particle extravagant, but plain as plain can be. Nothing extra, but it is convenient. There is oilcloth on dining room floor, and matting on May's and Willie's room and the twins' room. They remain healthy and pleasant, but full of life from the hair of their heads to the soles of their feet. Wherever we go, Sarah and I, we take the babies with us. May and Sarah and I and the twins went 6 miles in the country to get oranges. We get the best oranges I have ever tasted, good-sized ones, at 3 pence, 6 cents, per dozen. We shall get these oranges for some months to come. Have plenty of excellent lemons at the same price as the oranges. We shall have, I expect, a good crop of peaches and apricots and nectarines. I wish you could be here in orange time, which is now, and in peach time in November. The twin boys enjoy fruit, peaches, oranges, mandarins. We have 2 oranges on 1 little tree which has been planted only 1 year. We hope we may see oranges on our trees next year, if not many. We want to see some growing. Brother Martin came from Kellyville and brought us navel oranges and planted them in our front yard. They are, you know, always green. This kind never grows large, but bears the best fruit, and we expect to raise all the oranges we shall use in 1 or 2 years. We purchase 20 dozen at a time for our family. The house I built for W.C. White. There is an 8-foot veranda around 2 sides of the house. Then I have an underground cistern 14 feet deep and 16 feet across. This makes it of large circumference. It is bricked up in cement. We have had drought for 1 year since we came here. I have a large brick oven built out of doors, and we have the most beautiful bread. May uses the oven, also Sister James. Her husband is our farmer. We have an extensive creek. The water never fails. The wash house is built close by the creek, and the water is pumped up into a barrel, and we have wash tubs set in this house. We have a furnace bricked in, and a large iron boiler. We kindle a fire under the boiler, and there we heat water and can fruit, take baths, and wash our clothes. This serves for ourselves, Sister James, and May. We seem to be a confederacy, a company concern, and we are glad to help one another with our conveniences. We have a fruit house filled with shelves made of brick close by our house. Here we keep our canned fruit, our oranges, lemons, apples, or anything we have. The reason we built the piazzas on Willie's house is so the children can live out of doors, rain or shine. This makes them the picture of health. Wednesday, August 24th. These pages I wrote with one eye closed and by lamplight. You may be perplexed to read them. Elder Haskell has just left us. He went to Sydney Monday to see in regard to the lumber for the chapel. Brother Lamplaw went with him. Their bill of lumber was procured on better terms than Brother Hare could purchase it, because Lamplaw was a builder. All lumber, ironwork, and windows are now ordered, so as soon as the boat shall land the lumber, the work will go on. Brother Haskell, Sarah, and I went to see Brother Hardy. At first, he was a little offish, but when we proposed he take hold with Brother Lamplaw as director, his attitude directly changed, and he says he will take hold with Lamplaw. We have now secured Lamplaw, Barron, and Hardy as good builders. 5 more men will unite with these and put up the building in the next 6 weeks. Another class of men are clearing the land, so we have now the workmen. Brother Clayton in Sydney is making the seats. At 2 o'clock, we go to the school to give decision in regard to style of seats. Also, I promise to go and decide the exact location of meeting house. This morning, I have been reading critically several chapters on the life of Christ. We have had a visit from 2 young ladies by the name of Nicholas, a half-breed, a missionary, and a young man, son of a prince, who is visiting around the world. He is a native of Tahiti, and he decided to spend the rest of this term in the school. Then he thinks he will obtain the consent of his father to attend the next term. August 27th. This afternoon, I was notified I was wanted on the site of the meeting house to see and approve the facing of the building. We met Brother Haskell and Nelson Lamplaw, and several men working and clearing off the immense monarchs of the forest. The bullock team, 7 span of oxen, were drawing away the trees and piling them up to burn. They burn, leaving only a pile of white ashes. We had them all put in heaps on the immediate grounds, so that the building will go up without obstruction. We all agreed as to the facing of the building. The second bullock team came with the first load of lumber at 4 o'clock on Friday. I assure you it is a lively time here now to build this small temple for the worship of God, which we needed so much. Everyone is willing to do in labor or in money to help build, and all are full of enthusiasm to push the work through in 5 weeks and have the building completed. The cost will be about £600. We think it is a good work to be pushed while the animation and zeal are on, for the Spirit of God is moving the people to arise and build. Every one of the students wants a hand in the building if he can find a place to work. The master builders are Hardy and Lamplaw and Barron. The work will have to be done without a day's loss if we finish in time, and the delegates will visit the school and see the improvements made. Tuesday night, I had prayed most earnestly at family prayers for the Lord to manifest unto us His mercy and His will, and urged my petition before the throne of grace. We were preparing for a large meeting, and we were making our intercessions and pleading with God. That night, a voice spoke to me, "Tell the people, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be upon thee." Isaiah 60, verse 1, 2. These words were repeated by one and another, and those who would come to our gathering repeated the words. We hope that such glory will be experienced, as I was shown in my dream, would come to the people of God who would follow on to know the Lord. There was an awakening among the people of God. I heard the voice of supplication and prayer, mingled with faith, and words were spoken. He doth manifest himself unto us. See John 14, verse 21. The word of the Lord in promises given to his people was coming from human lips that seemed to be touched with a live coal from off the altar, and words sweet and heavenly were spoken. These words were spoken, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." Isaiah 60, verse 3. Words were spoken, "He hath sanctified me unto himself. He hath given me pardon and peace.